again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well today. Another unbelievably difficult loss for your team on Saturday, 34-30 to Maine. Just give me your impressions as you've gone back and looked at it.
Well, my main goal is to have you start the conversation with something other than another. impressions were that we you know, played a really phenomenal football game up until the last two drives of the game. And, you know, presented opportunities to beat a good team on the road. I think came out really fast and did a nice job, got in the end zone. I mean, obviously, you know, there was just a number of things that happened during the game that put it back and forth. But I thought for all three phases of our team, we played extremely well through, like I said, three and a half quarters. And they're able to put together a drive right at the end after we had taken the lead. With I think it was a minute and something left, and they were able to get a huge explosion play right out the gate and ended up completing with a touchdown, and we just couldn't get it far enough. But you looked at some heroic efforts. Out of our special teams units were on fire, you know, return and coverage. I thought that was a very tough matchup, you know, with 81. He's a real pain in the tail to keep a lid on, and he made a big impact in the game as the game went down the stretch, gave him an opportunity to get back in, so he was deserving of the Player of the Week honors. But, you know, tough loss, and you got to find a way to finish out the last minutes of halves and last minutes of games, so that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, I need a question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, your question comes from Greg Medea with the Daily News.
Hey, Jim. Just on your couple of standout wide receivers, Parker and Coulter, Parker especially being a senior, what have they meant to your program, and how have they stayed so consistent, not only this season but throughout their careers at Rhode Island?
Well, they're, you know, very talented guys, both of them, and both with extraordinary work ethics. You know, they've, you know, commit hard to, like every good football player, the things that are important, preparation and refining their craft, and are able to get up and make plays when necessary. Obviously, there's a lot of people involved to try to get the ball to those guys, but, you know, those guys in particular have, you know, just, you know, presented an enormous season for us. I think, you know, the yardage and the production is critically important, and it's been obviously a major go-to, a major focus on them. For I think both of them to be up in the number of catches and number of yards that they'll present has been a focal point of our offense, and they've answered the bell in those regards.
Yeah, for sure. And then just on JMU, what jumps out as you started on them and you started your preparation for the Dukes?
I mean, what jumps out on them is that they really had their way with everybody they played in the conference. You know, they're extremely talented, you know, across the board on both sides of the ball and special teams. They've got, you know, experience and expectation to win. They've got, you know, very sound coaching going on, obviously, and they're playing extremely hard. So, you know, their production and their results have not been something they've just fallen into. They do it on a consistent basis week in and week out. And for us to go out there and have a shot, we got to go play our best football game like this conference requires you to do versus everybody you play. But these guys obviously are conference champions, well-deserved. Congratulations to them. And we've got, we got our work cut out for them to make sure we put our guys in the right spot to be able to slow them down a little bit and get them to get involved and give us a chance to win.
Thank you.
Jim, as you touched on, Maine had been rolling up points and yards against everybody they've been playing over the last 4 weeks. You hold them to three first downs in the first half, and as you said, dominated them for well over three quarters. What did you do so well defensively in the game?
Well, I mean, we played gap integrity football. We fit we were supposed to in the run game. We defended the pass game extremely well, you know. But you know, when you start looking at a formula for success, I think you got to draw some attention to the time of possession. I mean, we had the ball for 37 minutes in that football game, which, you know, is really remarkable. And what you're able to do then, if you're able to put together sustained drives and be able to finish with points, then that's obviously a recipe we'd like to follow going into this game to keep their offense off the field, which I think happened a lot. Now, our defense went out and had a ridiculous number of three and outs. I think it was 6 out of 7 and I think in the first half. But, you know, they just played lights out, and, you know, we were, you know, really playing well in the second half as well. But at the end of the game, you know, we gave up some plays. But when you're looking at it, you know, there were three components in that game that were, you know, extremely successful. You know, I think both offense and defense played well enough. Our special teams played phenomenally well. I mean, there was an incredible number of special teams pieces, and we created, you know, 7 short fields for our offense. You know, unfortunately, you know, we missed 2 field goals and had to punt 1 time out of those 7, but the rest of them were, you know, we had a couple of touchdowns and a couple of field goals. You turn them all into touchdowns and don't miss the field goals, we got an absolutely different outcome.
You touched on the many ways that Ernest Edwards contributes for them as a defensive guy. How difficult is he to stop with all the different things they do with him?
You got to ask our guy. I mean, no, I mean he ran the one reverse and we had it caged up. You know, I mean he's got a tremendous amount of patience, which is, you know, pretty cool to watch. I mean, you know, on his return game, you know, it wasn't very wide open sailing for him, but he just kind of takes his time and picks and chooses and continues to get these short bursts of quickness and able to break some tackles. He's a tough tackle for a small kid. And then when he hit the reverse on us, I mean, we had it contained. You know, we had our, you know, defensive end up in a perfect position, and he just basically came to a stop and then restarted his different direction, and we were swiping it air and then had a couple other chances to get him down, but couldn't wrap him up and get him to the ground. So that was a hugely significant play that went for a touchdown, and you know, he's a tough defense. He's a good player.
Offensively, you mentioned the time of possession, and a big key to that obviously was Nyheim Jones with a unbelievable day, 31 carries, 167 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. With in the cold weather that you played in, and trying to keep the ball away from them, how huge was his performance?
That was huge, you know, but our staff was, you know, excited about the ability to run the ball versus those guys. I mean, I think they had some schematic things that were going to give us an advantage, and I think that Nyheim, you know, really ran his best game. I thought he ran with good pad level. I thought he ran by, you know, I thought he ran with good knee drive, but there were some real significant holes up there that were created by an offensive line that really, you know, has been dying to do it. You know, we throw the ball so much, they've been dying to be able to get their hands in the dirt and come off the rock and push people around. And that was very obvious during the game that, you know, gave some opportunities for 23 to get going. And he produced and gave us a really good game.
Senior day for your team, this group that you've been around. You touched on the contributions that certainly that Aaron has made to your program, but just talk about this group of seniors that'll be playing their final home game.
You know, I mean, they've produced a lot for this football program. I think, you know, it's been a long strain, and obviously we're extremely disappointed in the outcome in the win column this year, and I feel bad having to send them out without a winning season after we were able to achieve one last year. You know, but the group as a whole has worked extremely hard. They stay positive. They stay with the process. They've continued to grind, and I expect nothing less out of this week. And, you know, as you see them go, there's going to be some guys that have a tremendous amount of production, you know, over the last 4 years, a lot of starts, a lot of ball being played. And I think that there's some names that out of this group that people will remember for a long period of time. Obviously, we're, you know, very hopeful for the futures of Aaron and Kyle in particular, but hoping that we can get opportunities for future play out of Amir Dorsey. He's had an unbelievable 2 years here. Mamadou Mbaye has gotten some looks. You know, Brandon Jannetty, they're, you know, talking about as a fullback a little bit. So I'd love to see if we could, you know, help those guys get along and get a chance to continue to play as long as they can. That's kind of out of our hands after this week. You know, we'll put them in position to make plays, and, you know, we'll hopefully try to find a way to get a W to send them out winners on this field, and we'll play this game like a mini championship game, you know, and then those guys will be on to greener pastures and hopefully look back as a, you know, rewarding experience playing for the University of Rhode Island and all they've contributed to us.
All right, Jim, thanks for the time today and all season long.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.